the house of God.
但是在神的家中是好的。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Abba Father.
天父啊。
Thank you for this moment of worship with you, Lord.
感谢你赐给我们机会，在这一刻能够来敬拜你。
Thank you for this life you gave us to worship you, Lord.
感谢你赐给我们生命，让我们可以来敬拜你。
Right now we ask our Holy Spirit.
现今我们求圣灵。
Quieten our hearts.
安静我们的心。
And come and speak to our lives.
对于我们说话。
That we may hear.
所以我们可以听到。
And respond.
而且我们可以回应。
As you would speak to us.
你会向我们说话。
We commit all this into your hands, O Lord.
我们将这一切交在你的圣手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣基督的圣名我们求。
Amen, amen. Where's the screen there? Do I hit this way or that way? Which way? All right, good.
那我们今天要用一下大屏幕。
Sorry, just playing with some gadgets. This afternoon I want to talk to you about being a doer and not just a hearer.
那今天下午我向大家分享的道就是说单只是做一个听道者，而是要做一个行道者。
You know, James says it beautifully. He said, "Be doers of the word, and not hearers, only deceiving yourself."
那在雅各书这边，雅各对我们清清楚楚说到，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
He says, "Don't lie to yourself."
他对我们说，不要欺骗你自己。
Don't cheat yourself.
不要骗自己。
Don't pretend.
不要假装。
He said, "If you hear,
如果你听到了
let's do something about it."
那么就让我们去行吧。
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of a man he was.
因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
How many of you use mirrors?
我们中间有多少个人会用镜子呢？
None.
没有人用镜子吗？
I have mirrors everywhere.
我家里到处都是镜子。
I want to comb the side of my hair. I look at the side.
我想梳我的头发时，我就照镜子。
But let me ask you a question. What's the purpose of a mirror?
但是让我来问你一个问题：我们要镜子的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of having a mirror?
我们要有一面镜子放在家里，目的是什么？
Anyone? To say again? Reflect yourself, good.
那我们可以看到自己。
And that's what James said, you only reflect yourself. But the purpose of a mirror is to reflect and to correct.
但是这个镜子的目的不单单只是能够映出你自己，也是要纠正你自己。
When you look at the mirror,
当你看镜子的时候，
and your hair is all disheveled,
那你的头发乱七八糟。
It reflects an ugly face.
或者你看到你今天很丑。
What you do? You correct it and then oh, so nice.
所以你自己会梳梳头发，把自己弄得整齐漂亮一点。
That's the purpose of a mirror.
所以这个镜子的功用就在这里。
When you look into it,
你看镜子的时候，
you see all your faults.
你看到你所有的不足的地方。
And you take steps to correct it.
然后你就想把它去改进。
And this word of God,
那神的话语
is a mirror. Look in it,
就是一面镜子。当你拿起来看
and see what God tells you,
你看到神对你说的话
and go do something.
那你就应该去做一些事情。
Because if you look at it and you don't do, then throw that mirror away.
那因为如果说你看那个镜子啊，不做任何事的话，那你就不需要这个镜子了。
Because the mirror is not going to correct you. You correct yourself. Amen.
因为镜子本身不能改正你，你需要自己去改正。
But then he says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does.
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
You know what James is saying?
你知道雅各在说什么吗？
If you looked in the mirror,
如果你看镜子，
you saw all your faults,
你看到你所有的过失，
and you correct it,
然后你把它纠正过来，
you go out,
你再出去，
people not going to laugh at you,
那别人就不会笑话你了，
people not going to find fault on you,
那别人就很难找到你的缺点。
You will be blessed. You will be accepted. You know you got a clean heart. You know your face is clean.
那你就这样得福，你就会被收到别人的接受。你知道你是一个有福气的人。
Keep that portion in mind. Let's look at the next portion of scripture.
让我们看一下下一部分的经文。
Luke chapter 6 verses 46 to 49.
在路加福音第六章46-49节
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不遵我的话行呢
It's just literally saying, why do you ask me? I tell you, you don't do.
这个其实就在对我们说为什么你问我了我告诉你答案你却不去做呢
You call me, I answered.
你呼叫我了我也回答了
You ask me, I showed you.
你问我了，我也给你答案了。
But you don't do.
但是你却不照答案去做。
Then Jesus said, "Everyone who comes to me and hears my word and does them, I will show you what he is like."
凡到我这里来听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们他像什么人。
He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house, and he could not shake it because it has been well built.
他像一个人盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不动摇，因为根基立在磐石上。
Many of us followed the great flood in Brisbane.
那我们很多人都知道这次在布里斯班出的大水。
We saw houses floating away and just being removed from their foundations.
我们看到房子的根基，房子被冲走了，根基松动了。
And you wonder what kind of foundations they had.
那你那时候就会想，不知道他们那个打根基的时候，地基打得怎么这么不牢
Jesus uses this illustration. If your life is not built on the word, you will fall into sin easily.
那所以耶稣给我们这个比喻，就说，如果我们的生命不建造在神的话语上，就像这些房子建造在没有安好的根基上。
You know, somebody said this.
你知道吗？有人这样说。
Christians are very obedient hearers.
啊，他们说基督徒是非常听话的听道者。
But Christians are very disobedient doers.
但是基督徒却是在行道上非常不听话的一群人。
We are diligent to hear.
我们非常勤力的去听。
We like to hear.
我们很愿意的去听。
We plug an iPod or something in your ear and you constantly hear.
我们甚至把耳机插在耳朵里，经常的听。
But we are lazy to do.
但是我们却非常懒惰，我们不去行出来。
You know, it's just like you eat, eat, eat.
那就像你一直不断在那边吃。
And you don't do anything.
然后你就不断的吃，其他什么也不做。
And one day you look in the mirror and say, "Oh, I look like a rubber ball."
那有一天你再去看那个镜子，说：“你说天哪，我怎么像个气球这么胖
？”And you say, "What went wrong?"
那什么地方出错了呢？
And you ate, and you ate, and you ate.
因为你不断在那边吃，不断的积累。
And you didn't exercise.
但是你却不去运动，去用掉这些能量。
And no wonder you are called rubber ball.
所以那当然无可避免的，你就变成个胖子了。
But if you ate and you exercise, you ate, you exercise, you keep yourself trim and fit.
但是如果说你吸收食物，然后又去运动的话，这样的话你就能使自己非常的强壮，也非常的苗条。
And then he says, but the one who hears and does not do that is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
As a Christian,
作为一个基督徒
，When you fall,
当你倒下的时候
，And you sin,
当你犯罪的时候
，It has effect on a lot of people.
你会这个会影响到周围很多的人。
But if you become a pastor,
啊，当你成为一个牧师
，And you fall.
但是你却因为某种原因跌倒。
Oh, it becomes even greater.
那所以受你影响的人会很多。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样呢
？If it's a one-story house, if it falls, maybe you get a bit of bruises.
那如果说你在一个一层楼的房子里，那个房子倒塌了，可能你就身上撞了几个乌青。
But if you are like the Grand Chancellor Hotel in Christchurch about to fall, it's going to do much damage.
但是像基督城那边那个大的教会如果倒塌的话，那个损坏就是非常的大。
You know what the whole lesson is today?
你知道我们今天所要学的功课是什么吗？
What are you doing with what you hear in your life?
你所做的跟你所听的有什么关系呢？
52 weeks you come to church.
那一年52个礼拜, 每个星期天我们来到教会。
Hopefully 365 days you read your devotion.
那也是希望大家能够每年365天都能够有读圣经。
Hopefully 365 days you study your Bible.
那也可能我们每一天都会有灵修有读经。
All that input into your life.
那所有的这些我们所吸收的东西。
What are you doing with it?
那你除了看和听以外，你又做了什么呢？
You are becoming spiritually obese.
那你在灵性上好像你喂得很饱足。
Nothing worked out in your life.
但是你的生命却没有改变。
Let's look at the next one.
让我们再看下一章。
John 14:12-15.
在约翰福音。
Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the work that I do, and greater work than this will he do, because I'm going to the Father.
约翰福音14章第12节说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
Do you know our Jesus is a doing Jesus? He didn't come just to talk.
你们知道吗？我们的主耶稣是一个行事的人，而不是一个只是来讲道的人。
He came to do the work of the Father, amen?
他来是要行父所差派他所做的。
Because he did his work well, you and I have received salvation.
那因为主耶稣成就了他所做的，所以我们才接受了救恩。
If Jesus came and only talked about salvation,
如果耶稣基督只是来到世界上讲道,
and didn't do death, we still remain in sin.
而他却并没有为我们的罪而死的话，那么我们仍然陷在沉沦里了。
Isn't that true?
是不是真的呢？
He not only talked about it,
他不但说了,
he walked the talk.
他做了,
he lived the talk.
他活着就做了,
he did the talk.
他做了他所说的一切,
and that's why you and I are saved.
所以你我今天在这里,
if he only talked,
如果他只是靠嘴上说说,
we'll not be saved.
那么我们就完全没有得到救恩了。
I'm a parent.
我是一个做父母的。
I got kids.
我有小孩。
Whenever you tell your kid to do something,
你叫你的小孩做什么事的时候,
yes, daddy.
是的,他们说,好的,爸爸。
I always tell them, off your computer, yes, daddy.
他们说,我说,不要再看电脑,他们说,好的,爸爸。
Get ready to go to bed, yes, daddy.
可以上床了,他们说,好的,爸爸。
Have you done your homework, yes, daddy.
你做功课了吗?他们说,你做了。
Are you sure you pack your things, yes, daddy.
你把你的东西整理清楚了吗?他们说,是的。
And then when I come back the next round, have you packed your bag? Yes, daddy.
他们说,你把你的包打好了吗? 是的,爸爸。
Have you done your homework? Yes, daddy.
做功课了吗? 是的。
And then when I check, but nothing is done, I'm going to do.
但是当我查的时候,他们什么都没做。
Some of us
有我们中间的一些人,
do the same thing to God.
就是这样,我们对神就是这样的回应。
Yes, I know.
是的,我知道了。
Thanks for reminding me.
谢谢神,你提醒我。
Thanks for telling me.
谢谢你告诉我。
But why are you not doing?
但是我们却没有去做。
Maybe tomorrow.
为什么不做呢? 是不是明天做呢?
Maybe next week.
或者下个礼拜做呢?
You know what this whole thing relates to?
你知道吗? 这一切加起来,
we got no obedience to God.
其实我们在神面前是没有顺服的。
I'm very strong on obedience, eh?
我是非常强调顺服这一件事。
I like people to obey me.
我喜欢别人顺从我。
But if you know me, I'm a very obedient person to instructions in my life.
但是如果你真的认识我的话，你知道我是一个非常听话的人。
I don't demand obedience without living obedience.
如果说我自己做不到的话，我不会要求别人来做。
It's because of the lack of obedience that we have many kids who have got wayward lives out there.
那就是现今的世界，因为我们的世界缺乏这样的顺从，所以有很多的青少年就迷失。
But James was challenging us to be doers of the word.
但是雅各在这里他挑战我们，要我们成为行道者。
In James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25, he gives us two lessons.
在雅各书第一章22节到25节，他教了我们两样东西。
One, he said, don't be a hearer, but be a doer.
第一，他告诉我们说，不要只做听道者，要做一个行道者。
The second lesson is taken from the illustration of a mirror.
第二个教训是从一个镜子的这个故事来告诉我们。
He says, "Don't only see, but be a doer also."
他说不要只是看到，而要去做，而要去改正。
That's why James could say, "You see your brother sitting by the road, and you go and pray for him, and you don't do anything, and he died. You did nothing for him."
那所以雅各曾经说过，如果说你看到有穷苦的弟兄在路边，你就过去为他按手祷告，却不为他提供任何的东西，然后你就离开了，那他就饿死了。那么这样来说，其实你并没有为他做任何的事。
Let's stop just hearing. Let's get into the doing. Amen.
那我们让我们停止只做一个听道者，让我们做一个行道者。
God, or I think the Church of God today is lacking in the doing part.
我相信现今的教会很多时候我们缺乏行动。
We have different versions of Bibles in the bookshop.
我们在那个圣经的书店里面买圣书的书店里有很多不同版本的圣经。
We have hundreds and hundreds of books on the shelves.
我们有很多很多灵修的书籍。
There are millions of sermons on the internet.
那在网络上也有成千上百的讲道。
There's iPod podcasts. All the eyes you can name off is there.
所以所有的那些最新的技术，你想象的出来的都会有关于福音的信息。
We are a generation of Christians that are so powerfully impacted by what we hear.
所以在我们现今的时代，我们周围充斥着各种各样的信息，让我们能够接触到福音。
But the church is neglecting in what to do.
但是我们的教会很多时候却忽略了我们应该去做什么。
Or how should we do?
或者我们应该怎么样去做。
Or why should we do?
或者我们为什么要去做。
I want to share with you four ideas.
我想跟大家一起分享四个想法。
That will probably enlighten you why James talked about being a doer.
那可能会给你一点提醒，说为什么雅各说我们要做行道者。
This is copyrighted, so copyright me, please.
这是有版权的。
Number one, the doer looks intently in the word.
第一就是那些行道者详细的查看全备。
I majored in languages. I studied Hebrew and Greek.
那我在读大学的时候，我是主修语言的。我的主修科目是希伯来文和希腊文。
And the word look into in a Greek context is somebody bending down intently and looking, trying to search and seek out things.
那这一个详细查看这个字在希腊文里原文的意思就是你趴在地上仔细的看。
If you buy a new computer,
如果你买一个新的电脑。
You read the document intentively so that you can fix it well and it won't kaput.
如果说你买个新的电脑，你会仔细的看那个说明书，然后把它装起来用，所以它就不会坏。
Isn't that true?
是这样的吗？
You read the manual well.
你会仔细的看那个说明书。
Which part goes where?
哪一根线，哪一个点插在哪里？
Who connects first?
你应该先插哪一个环节？
And then you run your program.
然后你才可以开始你的程序。
One time, I'm not a handyman. I don't know how to do handwork.
我不是一个手非常巧的，能做很多这种事的人。
My wife calls me an office jockey.
那我的太太说我是只是一个我是一个不会做很多事的人。
You know what's an office jockey? It's somebody who uses the pen only, doesn't do anything.
那这个说法呢，就是说有一些人除了会用笔杆子写一点东西外，其他什么事都不会做。
So one day I went to Harvey Norman.
那有一天我就去 Harvey Norman.
I saw a beautiful computer desk.
我看到了一个非常漂亮的电脑桌。
And I wanted to buy it.
我就想把它买回家。
And I asked the guy, "Can I buy this?" He said, "Not a problem."
那我就问那个服务员说，我想买这个可以吗？他说没问题。
And I asked him, "Can you deliver it to my house?" He said, "No way. You take it home."
那我就问他说，你可不可以帮我送到家？他说不行，他说你自己拿回去。
But I told him it's so big.
但是那个电脑台那么大。
He said, "No worry. Reverse your car. Get to the back. I'll give it to you. You can put it in your car."
那他就说，你把你的车倒到后面仓库来。我把那个桌子给你放上去。
And I thought, how could I put this big thing into my car?
那我就想了，这个桌子那么大，怎么能够放得进我那家车呢？
So when I went to the loading bay, he gave me a box.
那当我倒车倒到那个取货地点的时候，他给了我一个箱子。
And I said, where are the other parts? Everything is in the box.
那我就问他说，那个桌子除了这个，其他的东西在哪里？他说全部都在里面了。
And I said, what do I do? He said, just follow instructions.
那我说，那我回到家怎么办？他说，你就按照那个说明书来做就好。
I asked him, are those simple instructions? He asked me, what did you study when you were young? I said, law. He said, if you can't do that, then you are a failure.
那么我就问他说，那这个是不是很简单的那个说明我可以操作的？他说，那你以前是读什么？我说我是读法律的。
So,
他说你应该可以吧，要不然你就很失败。
Before going home, I went back into the shop one more time and looked at the completed one. Yeah.
所以我在回家之前，我又赶快冲进那个店去看一眼那个完成了的桌子，看看到底是怎么样。
I brought it home.
然后我就把那个盒子带回家。
In my mind, I saw the picture.
那所以在我的想象当中，我能够看到这个桌子应该是怎么样。
I opened the whole box.
我就把那个盒子打开。
I wanted to give up, and I saw the parts.
当我看到那个盒子倒出来所有的零件的时候，我就想放弃。
But my kids know how to taunt me.
但是我的孩子们，他们知道应该怎么做。
They always say, "Daddy, you talk a lot. Try do something now."
他们就跟我说，爸爸。你平时总是说的太多，做的太少。今天试试看。
So believe it or not, in about 1.5 hours, I built it up.
所以不管你们信不信，我就花了一个半小时埋头苦干，然后这个桌子就给我搭出来了。
And I looked at it and said, "Whoo, I'm good, man."
然后我看着那个桌子就很有成就感，我说太棒了。
Just as I turned to take my computer to put back on the table, it collapsed.
然后当我转过身想把我的电脑搬上那个桌子的时候，那个桌子塌下来了。
All I heard, no. And I said, "What went wrong?" I thought my wife broke it. I said, "Why did you break it?" She said, "No, I didn't touch it."
我回过头搬东西，听到嘣的一声，我就又回头一看，发现桌子塌了。我想肯定是我的太太把它搞坏了，但是她说我根本就没有动过。
So I called Harvey Norman.
所以我就打电话给 Harvey Norman.
And I explained to them.
我就跟他们说发生了什么事。
And they said, "We've been selling this table for 15 years. Nobody has broken it."
他们说我们卖这个桌子卖了15年了，从来没有碰到过有人装不起来的。
Nevertheless, they said, "Bring back the broken parts. We'll give you a new one."
他们说，那么不管怎么样，你就把那个坏的拿回来，我们再换一个新的给你。
When I brought it to Harvey Norman,
当我把这些拿回去的时候
，the guy looked through all the broken parts and everything.
那个人检查的就看了所有的那些零件。
Then he showed me a packet of screws.
然后他就拿起了一包螺丝给我看。
He said, "Did you see?" I said, "Oh, I didn't know."
他说你看见这包螺丝了吗？
I only joined the wood because I saw joints. I forgot there's a hole to screw it.
我只是看到那些木头接的榫头的地方，我就把它们卡进去。但是我完全没有想到，竟然是要上螺丝的。
And I felt so embarrassed.
那我在那吃饭感到非常的难为情。
And the guy told me, "It's of your fault. Normally we don't replace because you damaged it."
因为通常如果说是因为你自己的问题而损坏了这个商品的话，我们是不会赔偿的。
But then the guy was like, he said, "Because of your naiveness and your honesty, I'm going to give you a new one."
但是因为你非常的诚实，而且我觉得你太天真了，所以这一次就原谅你，我们就换一套新的给你。
Then he took out the paper with a yellow marker, said, "This one first, this one second. This one, just follow instructions. It won't fall."
然后他就拿出来这彩色的笔，把一个步骤都画出来，然后跟我说，如果你根据这个一步步来做的话，它应该不会再塌下来。
Before you be a doer, you got to look at it, the instructions intentively. You got to really know.What are you going to do?
在你行动之前，你一定要详细查看你应该要做什么。
Many of us don't read the Bible.
我们中间很多人不喜欢读圣经，不读圣经。
And we try to do the things that God has called us to do.
然后我们却想要去做神要我们做的事。
Number two.
第二点。
A doer is one that is liberated by the word of God.
行道者，使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此。
Just now you read Psalms 19. It's a beautiful psalm.
我们刚才读了诗篇第十九篇，这是一篇非常美丽的诗篇。
Because we don't understand God's word, we feel judgment, condemnation, and we feel the yoke still heavy on us.
因为我们不明白神的真道，所以很多时候我们仍然惧怕审判，我们仍然觉得我们背负着重担。
But once you get to know the word of God,
但是当你真正的理解神的话，
and then you start to do that work of God,
当你开始行神的话的时候，
it liberates you.
你会得到自由。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样的呢？
It's just like learning to drive.
就像我们学开车。
The first time you're going to drive, your fingers are all frozen.
当你第一次开车的时候，你觉得你的手指全部僵硬了。
Especially Asians, we get cold sweat.
特别是亚洲的亚洲级的驾驶人士。
We feel we're going to be the killer on the road today.
我们觉得我们今天上路就好像去杀人一样，很可怕。
We're going to run down every human being, every bus, every taxi, and everything. We're just going to steamroll down the road.
我们觉得我们开上路的话，可能能够不受控制的就要撞上所有一切看得到的东西。
But once you put that key in,
但是你把钥匙插进去
，boom! Oh, the noise is nice.
那你把那个你打火打着了
，and then you engage your gear.
然后你上了当。
And you say, "Whoa, that's nice. It's a cruise."
你觉得好像感觉还不错嘛。
And unknown to you, in that half an hour of driving, you are liberated from so much of fears and uncertainties.
但是在接下来半个小时里，你一边驾车，其实这个经历就是释放你，你得了很大的自由。
And you know what comes in? Confidence.
那么接下来在你心中就会有自信。
And some of us get overconfident.
但是我们有些人过分自信。
And then you hit the wall, boom, and you're back to square one.
然后你就撞上墙了，然后你的自信就完全消失。
But that's what the word of God. When you get that word and you apply in your life,
就像神的话语，你得到神的话语，然后你用在你的生命中。
It liberates you.
它就使你得自由。
It gives you confidence.
它就给你自信。
It builds that faith in you to know that my God is true.
所以他就建立起你的信心，使你知道我们的神是信实的。
That God's word is true.
神的话语是信实的。
God's word is powerful.
神的话语是强而有力的。
Because the fears have gone.
因为你的恐惧就消失了。
Next one.
接下来一点。
The doer is a lifelong learner of the word. Amen.
那行道的这件事是一生一世来做的。
The Bible.It's not like any ordinary courses you go into university. You don't graduate one time and say, I'm finished.
那读圣经不像我们读任何一个大学的课程，我们读到一定的年份我们就毕业了。
The whole process of that word getting into our life takes a lifelong process.
那神的话语进到我们生命中，这一个过程是我们整个一生的时间。
Because all the days of your life you need the word of God, amen?
因为我们在世的每一日，我们都需要神的话语。
As a Christian, the word of God should be like oxygen to your body.
作为一个基督徒，神的话语就应该像氧气一样，对我们来说是必须的。
Do you wake up this morning and say, "Oh, I took a deep breath once. I won't take another one the whole day."
那你会不会早上醒来深呼吸一下，然后说，我已经深呼吸过，所以今天不用吸气了。
It's okay. The undertakers will come and take you away.
那也可以。如果你不吸气的话，那你就准备死了。
You constantly exercise that lungs and you breathe because it keeps you alive.
那你的肺要不断的在那边工作，不断的呼吸，使你能够活着。
I remember talking to a young man and he told me, Pastor Mitchell, I know my Bible by heart. I don't need it.
那我记得我有跟一个年轻人谈话，然后他跟我说，他说米索牧师，他说我这个圣经我已经是熟记于心了，所以我不需要看。
And you know what he's doing now?
你知道他现在在干什么吗？
He's in prison.
他现在在监狱里。
Yeah, he's got into. He knew the Bible so well that he couldn't live it. He became a sinner. He went back to crime.
那他的圣经读得很熟，但是他却不去行，所以最后他还是沉沦犯罪了。
I always say I don't know my word. Every day I learn a little bit, and every little bit adds on to the much I have learned.
所以我经常说，其实我并不知道很多，但是我每天要去学，每天学一点，一点一点的积累。
I have a law degree.
我以前是学法律出身的。
I have a theological degree.
我也是有学过神学。
I have an external degree on counseling.
我并且我也读过辅导的课程。
And I still don't understand myself.
但是我还是不能够了解我自己。
I'm still learning about myself.
我仍然在继续学习发掘我自己。
And what I learned from the Bible.
那我从圣经学到的。
Is new every morning.
我觉得每一天学到都是新的。
His mercies are new every morning.
因为 因为神的恩典和慈爱每一天都是新的。
Great is thy faithfulness.
所以他的信实和广大。
Meditate on the law of God every day.
所以我们每天要来默想神的话语。
Eat the word of God every day.
所以我们要吃神的灵粮。
Exercise that word of God every day.
所以我们要操练神的话语每一天。
Use the word of God as a mirror for your spiritual life.
所以我们要用神的话语作为我们灵性的镜子。
You are a lifelong learner.
这是一个一生一世要做的功课。
You may have received salvation.
可能你已经得到救恩了。
But that doesn't mean you stop reading God's word.
但是这并不表明你可以就此停止，不再读神的话语。
But you constantly make it an effort to learn and to do that word.
而你应该是不断的去学习，去行他的话语。
Number four.
第四点。
A doer does not forget what he or she learns. Amen.
那一个行道的人，他不会忘记他所学的。
What you learn informationally, what information you get into your head.
你的大脑所得到的信息，所学的信息。
Can be lost over time.
在时间的长河中会消失。
But what information come in and you do it, you act on it practically, you won't forget it.
但是你学到的信息，你把它用出来，操练出来，你是不会忘记的。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样？
You try to memorize scripture, it's hard.
那当你想要去背诵经文的时候，非常的难。
But if you live out the scripture, it becomes easier.
但是如果你去行这样的经文的时候，你却发现要记住这样的经文非常容易。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样？
When I was in law school,
那在我读法律的时候，
Jason is not around. Jason is a lawyer in training, is it?
Jason 今天不在这里，他。
When I saw the studies of law, I said, "Oh my God, what did I get into?"
当我看到我们法律系要所学的课程的时候，我说，天哪，我把自己放在怎么样一个处境当中了？
The first law book they gave me was so heavy, I had to carry with two hands.
那我拿到的第一本法律的书是那么的重，我一个手拿不动，还有两个手抱在那。
And if I said I put all this into my head, my kneecaps will give way.
如果我把所有的书放在我的头顶上的话，那我的膝盖就给压得弯下来。
And law is a learning subject. It's either you know or you don't know. You don't bluff.
那所以法律是这样一个学科，就是你要么就是知道得很清楚，要么你就是不知道。
But as we began learning,
但是当我开始学习的时候，
applying it,
当我们开始运用那个法律，
learning,
学习，
practicing it,
操作运用，
it became second nature to me.
那慢慢的它就变成了很自然的现象。
Even till today,
甚至于今天，
I came out of law from 1980.
那我从那个律师事务所从1980年我就离开。
There are a lot of things still embedded right in my heart and in my head. I can just articulate it because I learned and I've done it.
虽然说我离开那法律事务所已经很多年，几十年了，但是因为我以前学习操作过那么多次，所以现在我还是很清楚的知道这一些条例。
As parents, when our kids come and say, "Mommy, Daddy, I can't do it, so hard."
那作为父母，有时候我们的孩子对我们说，我们这个太难了，我们做不到。
What do you do?
你会怎么回应呢
？Oh, so hard. The world is going to get. We all can't do it. It's hard.
那你是不是说啊，是不是这个太难，实在太难了？没办法。
You know what you say? Come, let me help you.
你不会那样说，你会说来，让我帮你做。
Take one bit at a time.
那让我们一点一点来学。
Guide that person.
所以你会慢慢的领他们。
That's what God's word is.
这就是神的话语对我们是一样的。
To guide you.
会引领我们。
That you can become not only filled with His word.
你不光会被他的话语充满。
But walking in the word.
并且你会靠他的话语而行走。
Doing that word God gave you.
所以行出神给我们的话语。
Because Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I'm telling you to do?"
因为耶稣说，你们为什么叫我说主啊主啊，却不听从我的话去行呢？
I must put a disclaimer in now.
那我必须要声明一点。
Don't go and tell your pastor that, or Pastor Mitchell said.No need to hear the word of God. Just keep doing things, huh?
你不要去找到你们的牧师或者牧者说，Pastor Mitchell 说，他说不用听神的话语，就去做就好了。
I don't want Pastor Nigel to call me and scold me. I done no wrong, huh?
我不希望刘牧师啊，或者是其他的牧者打电话跟我这样的抱怨。
What I'm saying is this.
我说的是。
Listen.
听着。
Take in.
听着。
Go and do something.
你们听了，然后去做。
Is it okay?
这样好不好呢?
Amen?
Amen.
You believe in Jesus?
你们相信耶稣吗?
You believe the word of God is true?
你们相信神的话语是真实的吗?
Then do it.
那么就去做吧。
Nike has a good advertisement. They say, just do it. Don't ask, just do it. All right?
那个, Nike 运动, 公司有一个这样的广告, 说就去做吧。
In 1980,
在1980年,
when God challenged me into ministry,
那当神挑战我, 让我接受, 宣教的工作,
I was a deacon in my church.
那我在我的教会是一个执事。
Even without going to Bible school, I could understand the Bible purely because I came from a law background. The book of law I interpreted as a normal law book.
所以就算我没有去过神学院, 但是因为我读法律的关系的背景, 我就把这个圣经当作一本法律书来看, 我非常清楚地能够知道它是什么意思。
And when God challenged me, I said, no way, I don't want to work in the church.
那当神挑战我的时候, 我就跟他说, 对不起, 我不想在教会工作。
But I believe in God.
但是我相信你。
I love God.
但是我也爱神。
I always say this, God, ask me, I'll do for you anything.
那我经常对神说, 神啊, 你对我说要我做什么, 我就来跟随你。
And one day God reminded me, He said, I've been asking you for one thing, and you gave me 101 reasons not to do it.
那有一天神就提醒我说, 我已经反反复复问了你很多次, 我要你做的事, 但是你总是找各种的借口来推搪。
And I said, Lord, try another one. Maybe this one is okay, try another one.
所以我就对神说, 那你再试一次。
And then He tried another one.
然后神就又试了我一次。
He said, do you love me?
那神就说你爱我吗?
I said, yes, Lord. Peter of old was just like me. Yes, Lord, we believe, we love you.
然后我就说是的,神啊,我爱你。
Then He said, feed my sheep, take care of them. There's always a doing component if you love me.
然后神就用对彼得说的话对我说,那么你就去喂我的羊群,带领他们。
And in 1980, we made a decision to listen to that call and go and serve God.
所以1980年我就做了一个这样的决定, 我就要听从神的呼召去服侍他。
Almost 31 years.
所以到现在已经差不多31年了。
I have lived that call in my life.
所以我就响应了神的呼召。
I did what God told me to do.
我做了神叫我做的。
Some people think I'm a fool.
有些人觉得我是一个傻瓜。
But I always tell them.
但是我总是跟他们说,
Yes, I am a fool.
是的,我就是一个傻瓜。
I'm full of Jesus.
但是我是充满神的傻瓜。
Amen? I love God and I'll do anything. And God said, if you do, then you know I love you.
那神说, 你听从我的话, 我就知道你才是爱我的, 顺服我的。
It's just like I tell my kids.
就像我经常对我的孩子们说,
If you love me,
如果你们爱我,
don't torment me.
所以就不要来麻烦我。
If you love me, give me a quiet day. Don't make it difficult for me.
如果你们爱我, 你们就让我安静一些, 不要老是来烦我。
And one day one of my kids responded, Daddy, we'll do it for you. If you love us,
有一天我的孩子就这样说, 那么反过来, 爸爸, 如果说你爱我们的话,
Can you don't disturb us for one day?
所以你可不可以有一天不要来烦我们?
You know why my kids say that?
你知道为什么我的孩子会这样说?
Every day I wake up early at 5:30 in the morning.
因为每天早上我5点半就起床。
I go to bed every night at 2 o'clock. Eh?
我每天晚上2点钟, 深夜2点才,
I work from 12 to 2. I do a lot of things from 12 to 2.
那我在每天凌晨的时候做很多的工作。
5:30 morning, I'm up.
但是每天清晨5点半我一定起床。
The first thing I do is have a cup of coffee, Nescafe.
所以我第一个要做的就是先喝一杯咖啡。
Then I'll sit down.
先喝杯雀巢咖啡,
I have my workbook, my Bible, I do my studies.
然后我就打开我的圣经,打开我的笔记本, 然后我就学习。
By 6:30 I'm finished.
然后6点半我这个就结束。
Wash up.
然后我就梳洗。
And then I start disturbing my kids.
然后我就开始来烦我的小孩了。
I go to them and say, Shannon, wake up, it's 8 o'clock.
然后我就走到他们的房间说, Shannon 可以起床, 现在已经8点钟了。
And they jump up, but Daddy, it's 7 o'clock. Oh, sorry, it's 7 o'clock.
然后他们吓了一跳就跳起来说, 已经8点了吗? 但是一看说, 不是啊, 才7点。 然后我就说, 对不起,
and I go to my wife and said, are you sleeping? She said, I was, now you woke me up.
然后我就到我的太太那边去推她说, 你还在睡吗? 你还睡着吗? 她说我本来在睡, 现在给你弄醒了。
You know why? By 7 o'clock, I finish all the things, now I got nothing to do. So I go out disturbing them.
你知道吗？因为到七点之后，我所有的工作就完成了，无所事事，所以我就到处去骚扰他们。
Public holiday, school holiday, I do the same thing.
所以不管是公共假期还是平时的日子，我总是这样子。
But you know, friend, I want to challenge you. God wants us to be doers in our lives.
但是你知道吗？神要挑战我们，他希望我们成为行道者。
In closing, I want you to turn your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 11.
那在结束之前，希望大家能够把圣经翻到耶利米书。
Every one of you.
耶利米书第十一章。
This is the word of God through Jeremiah to the nation of Israel.
这是耶利米书里面神对以色列人的话。
Jeremiah chapter 11.
耶利米书十一章。
Have you got there?
你们翻到了吗？
Anyone still looking for it?
仍然在找吗？
All right, I'm going to read first in English, and then Helen will read in Chinese. All right, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying.Hear the words of this covenant and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and say to them, Thus say the Lord God of Israel, Cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant. This is the words of God, which I commanded your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice and do according to all that I command you.So you shall be my people, and I will be your God, that I may establish the oath which I have sworn to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. And Jeremiah answered and said, So be it.
耶利米书第十一章第一节，耶和华的话临到耶利米说，当听这约的话，告诉犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民。对他们说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，不听从这约之话的人必受咒诅。这约是我将你们列祖从埃及地领出来，脱离铁炉的那日所吩咐他们的，说，你们要听从我的话，照我一切所吩咐的去行，这样你们就做我的子民，我也做你们的神。我好坚定向你们列祖所起的誓，给他们流奶于蜜之地，正如今日一样。我就回答说：耶和华啊，阿门。
You know what God is saying today?
你知道神向他们所说的吗？
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments."
那耶稣说，如果说你爱我的话，你就会听从我的。
God is a God of grace and love.
神是满有慈爱和恩典的。
But don't think because God loves you and God has grace, you can be disobedient.
但是不要认为因为神是有恩典和慈爱的神，你就可以做不顺服的民。
God spoke these many words.
神在这个书里面跟我们说了许多的话。
Not because he likes speaking.
并不是说他喜欢说那么多的话。
God spoke these words.
神说这么多的话。
That we may live it.
所以我们可以活出来。
And in living the word,
而当我们活出他的话的时候，
we can glorify him.
那么我们可以荣耀他的名。
And in living this word,
那么我们活在现今的时代，
the world can see Jesus in us.
所以现今的世界可以从我们身上看到主耶稣。
And in living this word,
当我们活出这样的话语，
we will be blessed.
我们就会得到祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you like to be blessed?
我们中间有多少人愿意得到祝福呢？
I'm a blessing freak. I love to be blessed every day.
那我是很喜欢祝福的，我希望能够得到祝福每一天。
But in order to be blessed, I must do what God has asked me to do.
但是要得到祝福，我们必须要做神要我们做的。
In order to receive the prize, you must first pay the price.
所以要接到，要收到 prize, 我们先要做 prize.
Amen.If there's no price, you don't get the price at the end of the day.
如果说你不付上代价，你就不会得到最后的奖励。
We all know education is important.
我们都知道教育是非常重要的。
And that's why we push our kids to school, to good school, private schools.
所以我们送我们的孩子去好的学校，去私立学校。
And we are willing to pay good money so that they can get good results.
那我们也愿意花很多的代价，花很多的钱，所以他们能够得到好的成绩。
But that is only for temporal gain.
但是这只是暂时的。
As parents, how many of us were pushing our kids to know God?
那作为家长，我们有多少人要求我们的孩子好好的学习神的话语呢？
And to live a godly life.
然后 过一个属神的生活呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Abba Father,
天父上帝，
Every word you spoke,
你所说的每一句话，
was meant to be good for us, Lord.
对我们都是好的。
Every illustration in the Bible is to bring out good things into our lives, Lord.
那圣经里面所说的每一个教训话语都是要把恩典和福气带到我们生命中。
I pray we would be a church that not only hears but will be doers, Lord.
我祷告我们的教会不单单只是要听到，而我们要做行道的。
When we say we love you means we are going to do what you want us to do, Lord.
当我们说神啊我爱你的时候，我们要做你要我们做的。
I pray you stir our hearts.
神啊，愿你搅扰我们的心。
Challenge our spirits.
神啊，求你挑战我们的灵。
To be people, O Lord.
让我们成为属你的人。
Just like Isaiah.
让我们就像。
Who said, "Here I am, use me, Lord."
就像以赛亚一样说，主啊，我在这里，请你用我。
The willingness of him to allow his life to be used by you.
让我们愿意让你的话在我们当中。做工，让我们愿意为你所用。
The world is tired of hearing about Jesus.
这个世界，我们很多时候我们听了太多的道。
They are crying out, "Show me Jesus."
他们要看到。
There's so much of information out in this world, O Lord.
在这个世界上，现今我们有太多的信息。
But there's so little living experiences out there, Lord.
但是却没有活出来的榜样。
Speak to the hearts of your people tonight, Lord.
神啊，向你的子民说出你的话语。
May we be doers of your word.
愿我们成为你的行道者。
In your name we pray.
我们靠主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.